stand up in front of everyone each week and talk about God. Then I went to a conference for people who were considering going into the ministry, and they read the gospel lesson from Luke 21, where Jesus is talking to his disciples, and he says, "Don't worry in advance about how to answer the charges against you," and I hope you're not charging me with anything, but this is talking about sharing the word. But Jesus says, "I will give you the right words and such wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to reply or refute you." So I thought, if God's going to be with me when I do this, then okay, I'll do it. And the same is true for all of us. When we share our faith, God is with us. We can say a prayer and ask God's Spirit to come, and God will be with us and give us the words to say. In Acts, we heard the reading today of Lydia hearing the word of God and how that changed her life. She became a big supporter of the ministry, and she helped spread the word of Jesus Christ. In Acts 18, it tells us, "Do not be afraid. Do not be silent. Keep on speaking." It can be scary to share God's word, but the Bible always encourages us to keep doing that. Jesus, in the gospel, said many times, "Go into all the world and tell the gospel to everyone." He gave that job over to us when he died on the cross. He knew he was going to die, and he was preparing his disciples to share his good news with the world. And then, even after he died, he sent the Holy Spirit to help us to share that word in the world. And we'll celebrate that in just a few weeks on Pentecost. How many times do we talk to people about things that don't matter, right? It's called small talk for a reason, right? How's the weather? You know, how's work? All that kind of stuff. We often talk about things that we don't really get very deep, but we need to be brave enough to start a conversation that really matters. Sharing faith, talking about faith, can change people's lives. It can help them through hard times. One of my favorite authors, we read her book last year here at Grace, Glennon Doyle Melton, talked about in her book how she was a mom at the playground with her kids a lot and, you know, saw other moms there. And there was one mom she saw often, and she realized that they were just kind of going over the surface all the time. And so one day Glennon decided she was going to get honest about how her life really was, how hard things were, and what kind of help she needed. And that was a life changer for her when she did that. And she developed a real, true friendship with this woman. The gospel calls us to be bold. God doesn't give us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. God gives us that spirit in our baptisms, and we all have it in us. We all are a part of that body of Christ. We all are needed, and God is with us as we share. God's Spirit's with you right now, and especially in those moments when you need to be bold, trust that God is there with you. Because if you just leave faith up to us, we're going to be in trouble. We need all of us to share the good news, not just your beautiful church staff, Because there's a big difference between working in a church and working for the church, right? We're here in the building, you know, talking to each other about our faith and stuff, but you guys are out there in the world with people who maybe don't know the good news, who maybe need to hear a word of grace or peace. I did an experiment a couple weeks ago, knowing I was going to be preaching about evangelism. And I wore my clerical collar to McDonald's for lunch when we went out for lunch after church one day. And I got a lot of weird looks. I got somebody telling me that I didn't make Anna eat enough of her hamburger. And that was about it. Nobody came up to me and confessed to me or wanted to talk about faith. You know, being a clergy sometimes distances you from people in some way. In a way that you guys don't have distance, a way that you can share honestly and openly with people that we cannot. It's been wonderful these past several months having our construction workers here, having some new faces around, and the chance to witness to them with joy, with hospitality, with thankfulness, what it means to be a follower of God. Evangelism has changed a lot over the years. Pastor Jerry, the original pastor of this church, did an awesome job knocking on doors and inviting people to church, and I know many of you are here because he did that. But the world is a different place now, and many of us are not comfortable with that kind of evangelism, both in going and knocking on doors or have someone knock on our doors. The best kind of invitation nowadays is from someone you know, a friend. But how do we share our faith with our friends in a way that's honest to who we are and to what God calls us to do? So we're going to take a little time to look at that, and then we're going to practice that in a little while. We can share our faith by the written word. My mom wrote all of us kids a letter several years ago talking about her faith and why it's been important in her life. And that was really meaningful for us. Is that something you've ever thought about doing with your family? Think about it, and if you need some help, feel free to talk to me. A Christmas letter is also a great place to share your faith. Just include a little passage about what God has meant in your life that year and some Bible verses. One thing I've really appreciated is social media. How can we share our faith through all the different ways that we connect with people online? There are lots of different, as you see, opportunities to do that. And as I said before, talking with friends is one of the best ways to invite people to church. And like, this was the least cheesy photo I could find of friends talking. So I hope you and your friends look like that when you talk. But a couple of weeks ago, or last week, I don't remember, Pastor Paul talked about how do we talk about church with our friends? Do we lift up church or do we tear down? And that's something that's really important to think about, especially for friends or family who don't go to church, that we talk about church in a positive way and not just complain. We have a family at church, the Napawakis, who invited their chiropractor, the Albieros, to church just in a conversation. Talking about, you know, what was going on in life, and, you know, we're going to church this weekend, and it just came up, and you know, the Albieros are usually sitting over there with their four adorable girls, so it can just be a simple conversation that can help change someone's life and have someone have a home to hear the good news. If you know your friends have certain hobbies, like singing or music or different things you think they might enjoy that we have at church, you can invite them to come for those kinds of things. We encourage people to invite friends for the play, but you could also invite them for Rally Sunday, for Sunday school. There's a new Bible study going on that you think they might enjoy. You can tell them about the great music and the awesome sermons that we have here, right? Not to mention our new building. This is a wonderful opportunity for us to say to friends and family, hey, come and check it out. See what we're doing. There's a saying that says, preach the gospel at all times, and if necessary, use words. Opportunities to do so are all around. Sometimes preaching without words is the best idea for us too, because action and how we live our lives is really important in communicating the difference that God has made for us. Don't just talk about it, be about it. Actions do speak louder than words. I'm so glad we have God's Work, Our Hands Day here at Grace Now, where we go out into the community every year and serve God, because showing our community the difference that Christ has made is a wonderful thing to do. The Bible in 1 John says, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. Jesus showed us how to do this. He ate with sinners, he healed, he prayed for people, he raised people from the dead. And of course, Jesus showed us love in his going to the cross and dying for us. He showed us what true love really is. And we don't have to die on a cross, but we do have to go out and serve and care for the sick and heal in ways and ask God to heal with us. When I had Bennett, my neighbors brought over a pan of lasagna. And that was the best lasagna I ever had, I'm telling you, because they brought it over to show their care for me. Even bringing meals to people is one way that we can show our care and our love for them through Jesus Christ. We're going to be doing that here at Grace, in fact, for some people. We're going to be kind of bringing that up again in the coming weeks. Also, holding people's babies. When after I had Bennett, I was freaking out a little bit, and Lisa stopped by my house, and I just said, hold the baby. And Beth Walsh did the same thing, just stopping and seeing how we can care for someone we know is going through a change or a tough time is a great way that we can show our love for God as well. Sending cards. People love to get cards, and I put these kind of funny cards up there because I think humor can also be a way we can share God's love too. We don't have to always be so serious. A little thing like that can mean a lot for somebody. Another action that we can do is to be kind and compassionate, forgiving one another, just as in Christ God forgave you. To be kind and compassionate is totally countercultural. That is not what the world expects us to do. But when we act differently, we show the love of Christ living in us. Be mindful of your surroundings. Look around and see who is left out, who could use a friend. If we don't look for these opportunities, we won't see them. But then we need to follow up and reach out to those people in need of a friend. Eat lunch with somebody sitting alone. Or introduce yourself to somebody at church you don't know. When we do these things, we show that we don't just live for ourselves, but we live to love and serve the Lord. And lastly, as we think about sharing our faith in this world where not everybody wants to hear it, remember that haters gonna hate, and don't let them get you down. There's always gonna be people watching from the sidelines that are gonna make comments and disagree with you. When I took a class a couple years ago for continuing ed, I was the only church person in the class. And we had to partner up with somebody, and then it was lunchtime. And so my partner said, hey, do you wanna go to lunch with me? And I didn't really wanna go to lunch with him, but I said, okay, because I didn't know anybody else. So he knew I was a pastor, and at lunch he proceeded to tell me how bad the church was and, you know, all this stuff. And so I just listened, and then I told him my side of the story, why I think the church is good and the good it has, difference it has made in my life. So all this to say that, you know, people don't always agree with you, but that doesn't mean that what you say is wrong or doesn't have any good value. And that maybe sometimes those people judging us and watching us from the sidelines can be changed by seeing how we live our lives. As we go out to share our faith, remember that God is with us always, and God will keep us wherever we go. It's not about being perfect or having all the answers of all the questions of faith. It's about having God alongside us on our journey and sharing the difference that that makes in our lives. It's about knowing that we are loved and forgiven no matter what. Also, we never know the seeds that we plant. We can't grow weary of doing good, because in due season, we will reap if we do not give up. God is always doing good in us. God never gives up on us. And someone we know planted those seeds of faith in us. So don't be discouraged when you go out and share, and not everybody receives it the way you hope. But know that God is using you still and working through what you do. As we think about going out, I want you to take out your little sheet. And I just put a few questions on here for you. You can do it right now. You can take it home and do it if you need more time to think. But just some questions as you want to share. Anybody need one? Okay, I think we're good. Oh, over at the choir. As we share our faith, think about what you could tell people about the difference God's made in your life, who God is to you, and think about a few people maybe you would want to share an invitation to church with. So take a couple moments to do that.